嗨，大家好，开源表白季感恩升级，我们决定加送十份价值3898元的 BNO H9i 降噪耳机，只要在5月28日24点前升级年度会员就可参与抽奖。此外，升级一年会员100%都会得到价值50元的礼物，如果升级两年会员则100%都会得到价值149元的礼物。现在就关注我们的公众号开言英语参与活动吧。嗨，大家好，我是 Jenny。 今天呢，我们开言英语的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你要教你怎么用英文让别人帮忙。
Hey guys, this is Adam, and that's right. Today we are talking all about four letters, H-E-L-P, that would be help.
Help 啊，那 help 呢？生活当中谁都有需要帮忙的时候嘛。So you need to be able to ask for help.
Right, exactly.
好，那我们就先从 help 这个词以及 asking for help 开始看吧。那 help 既是一个名词，也是一个动词。那用于帮忙的时候呢，还是以 verb 动词形式出现是最多的。那 Adam 最常用的，你能帮帮我吗？可以怎么说？
Well, I guess you can always say, can you help me?
哦，就这么直接吗？
Yeah.
你能帮我吗？
Can you help me? But oftentimes when we're asking for something, especially help, we'll always add like, can you help me a second? Can you help me just for, you know, for a little small...
对，就是不要让人觉得、哦、是不是很麻烦的事儿啊、负担那么重啊。
Right, another way that we signal that this is going to be not such a big deal, maybe, is to add out. Can you help me out for a second?
所以说 help out, help me out, 比那个 help 听起来轻松 casual 一点。
Yeah, I mean, a lot of these phrasal verbs in English, they always just add a little bit of...You know, kind of casual, kind of friendly.
是是，其实就比如你能帮我个忙吗 versus 你能帮我一下吗？就有点像中文的帮一下，帮个小忙。
Right, right, right.
但是我们中文说这个小忙，你不能直接 can you help? 可以说 can you help me a little? 可以吗？
You can say can you help me a little, but usually it's for a time, right? Can you help me for a sec?
后面加时间、那可以直接说 can you help 吗
can you help yeah, you know it really sounds I'm trying to picture someone that's saying this like can you help me
哦，就是他可能情况非常 desperate 很危急
please help me
OK 那如果生活中的小忙就不要用 can you help me
please
can you help? OK 那Help 呢？其实我在加拿大经常在马路上零售的那种看到他会贴一个牌子，就是说 Help needed or Help wanted.
Help wanted, yeah.
Right. 这个是什么意思啊？是他要叫你进去帮忙吗
Please, we need help. Well, they do need help, but they need help in that they need more employees.
Oh, 所以是招聘启事
That's right.
We want you
right.
to work for us.
Right. Yeah, we will help you by giving you a wage and you will help us by giving us your labor.
Okay, now after someone helped you out, 你感谢他的时候中文我们会说你很客气吗、啊、你真帮了我大忙了、
Well, you could use big here in the sense of like, well, we have this phrase big time.
Time 就时间
Well, big time is kind of doesn't really mean anything. It just means...
对就你帮了我大忙 You helped me big time, 是吧
Well, you know, again, like you can... The short answer, yes. The longer answer, but like big time, like I like chocolate big time. It just means a lot.
Very much,
Very
a
much,
lot.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. 好那看完 help 以后呢我们看看还有一个比较正式的词就是Assist.
Okay, assist. Believe it or not, means help.
但这个真的 it's very formal.
Yeah, like this is what governments would do to other governments or...
Give assistance.
Give us financial assistance. Right. A lot of parents do that. I also think about like helping old ladies cross the street.That's kind of like assisting them across the road.
Oh, 是。然后 assist or assistance 也会在比如五星级酒店啊、就很高级的服务场所、
right.
and they want to be really, really polite,、right? And they'll say, oh, how can we assist you today?
How can we assist you?
对、
yes.
Do you need any assistance?、这样。
Exactly, exactly.
但是 everyday context, 日常口语这个词不太常用啊。
That's right.
Okay, now let's switch to something that's used a lot in everyday speech.
Okay.
And that is...
Can you do me a favor?
对 favor、mm-hmm. favor 我特别喜欢啊，因为前面我们说你帮我一个小忙，那 asking for favor 的时候经常会说 can you do me a small favor?
Right, exactly, exactly、and small could be a little favor、it could be a quick favor、yeah, you could really put any sort of word you want, a teeny tiny favor.
tiny favor. 但这里很重要的是它关联的动词是 do、
mm-hmm. Right.
So can you do me a favor?
Yeah, you did me a favor. Thank、mm. you for that favor. I will do you a favor next time.
诶，你我们刚刚都在说这种小忙，那可不可以说 I need a big favor?
Yeah, you sure can.
Oh,
yeah, of course, of course. So, I mean, that's going to depend on you, who you are, what this, you know, what your relationship is. A big favor could be like, I'm moving this weekend and I need help moving.Or a big favor could be like, I need $20,000 right now. Don't ask questions.
I need a big favor.
I need a big favor.
一般别人说 I need a big favor 的时候，通常跟你关系是挺好的 and they know they、mm-hmm. can kind of count on you.
It's true. Yeah, it's true. Now, one thing I always liked, there is a comedian in America named Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh, 宋飞正传.
I remember he used to have an explanation of this. I really like it. When you ask for a small favor, there is never any pause between saying, hey, can you do me a favor? And then saying what the favor is. Like, hey, Jenny, can you do me a favor? Pass me that pencil. It's just really, really quick. But if it's a big favor, the pause gets bigger. Can you do me a favor? I need $20,000.
Okay. 就是你可以通过那个停顿的时间来判断这个 favor 的大和小。
Right, exactly, exactly.
Okay. 好，那看完了 favor 之后啊，我们接下来来看一组这个动词短语，一些固定的说法是帮忙的意思。这一组呢，非常的形象，都是跟手有关的。
Right, exactly. So a lot of these help-related expressions all have hand in them.
对，比如说借我一只手。
Okay, so we have two ways to do this. Lend a hand, but we also have give a hand.
Oh.
Right, so lending a hand is kind of more, I don't want to say formal, but it's not something that we always really say. Maybe it will be on a poster at school. You should always lend a hand, or you should always lend a helping hand.But usually in daily life, I'd say like, hey, can you give me a hand?
那 give me a hand, 因为用到手嘛，他是不是经常说这种 physical, 就比如这个东西很重，我提不动。Adam, can you give me a hand?
Can you give me a hand? Yeah, that's a good point. But we could also say like, hey, you know, work is really busy this week. Can you give me a hand with reports?
Okay, okay.好，那前面你说的那个 to lend a hand 比较正式嘛，然后经常出现在一些什么宣传啊，说我们要乐于助人，互相帮助，是吧？就 lend a helping hand.
Right, you should always lend a helping hand. It never hurts to help.
对，所以也可以当中加 helping.
Helping hand.
好，那除了用手以外呢，我们还可以用 day 这个词。把它放在一个词组里面是 help 的意思。
Well, this points to heroes like Superman. Superman always saves the day. So if you say to someone, you know, you saved the day, it means, oh, you're my hero.
对，就像前几天我们在温哥华装修办公室，然后要装修录音棚，真的就是啊，乱七八糟好多事情，然后就专门管这个我们一个同事。You know, he stayed there until midnight,、然后所有的东西都弄好。第二天我就跟他说 ，Oh, George, you saved the day.
You saved the day.
对，就这个真的是人家帮了你一个大忙。You know, big, big time.、然后 you saved the day.
Right, exactly, exactly.、you know, there's one other thing that I'm thinking of right now, which is a very, very、casual expression.、Do someone a solid.
Do someone a solid.、Solid 就是固体。It's not liquid, 不是液体。
It's not liquid, yeah. Thanks for the liquid. No, I mean, it actually comes from do someone a solid favor. It's another word that we often use to describe favor,、but you don't need to say favor. You know, like, oh, George or Jenny or whoever really did me a solid yesterday.And I owe them one.
Okay, owe them one 就是欠人情什么、就总之别人帮了你一个大忙、你很感谢。 好，那我们今天节目的最后呢，要说一下，当你寻求帮助的时候，什么样的问法是最礼貌最恰当的、
嗯、
我们刚刚看的是一些具体的 you know how to express help 这个概念，但是你前面总要说你能不能、
嗯、
can you or could you 对
right okay so this is a very common question we get here what's the difference between can you could you general rule is that could you is more polite
对
but don't forget you're probably asking your friends for helpSo, do you really need to be more polite? Yeah, you could say, could you do me a favor? But it's not like if Jenny said, Adam, can you do me a favor? I would stop and go, did she just say can? I am so offended. She's not polite.
对，因为虽然 could you 是礼貌很多比 can you,、mm. 但是还是要看你跟那个人的关系。
Right.
比如你跟他是好朋友、天天见的同事、
mm.
那其实我觉得你的 attitude, you know, your tone of voice,、
mm-hmm.
你说话的时候的语气 that says a lot.
Absolutely.
对吧can you help me? Can you help me out? 这个听起来就也很客气、
mm-hmm.
那就也不一定都要用 could you, 反而用 could you 呢就觉得当中好像 you know, you're putting distance between you.
That's a good point. Yeah, that's a very good point.、And another phrase that's very, very polite that is, I was wondering. Like,、I was wondering if you could help, you know. I was wondering if you could do me a solid. I was wondering if you could lend me a hand. That's fine.
Yeah,
but yeah. again, if my friend says that to me, I'd say like, just say it.
对
What do you need?
除非你那个 friend 真的是有什么很难以启齿的这种忙、mm. 因为我觉得 I was wondering、
yeah.
就也有一种 you're embarrassed or you don't know how to put it, right?
Right,
you don't know how
right,
to say
right.
it. 对
or it goes back to what I was saying before about Seinfeld. You're just adding more of a pause before, you know, this build up to this favor.
是是是
I was wondering, you know, if you had time and you didn't mind, if you could possibly...
让我想到我们做那个美剧课老友记、
mm.
Ross, 他就是他很想约 Rachel 出去、
mm.
然后又不敢说就吞吞吐吐、
Maybe, you know, if, maybe, if you're not busy.
对。好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。We hope it helped you a lot. We hope you find it super useful and helpful. 好，感谢大家的收听呢。如果你想跟开言学更多的英语呢，欢迎下载开言英语的 app， 先来免费试用我们为你精心准备的会员课程。那这些课程呢，都是由我们非常棒的北美主播团队和我们中国的教研团队一起为大家设计的，非常贴近中国人的生活和兴趣。So try that out. We'll see you next time. 再见。
Bye, guys.